Mark, in your last report, you projected further declines in orange juice sales this season. Please tell us what you're projecting.
The orange juice market has been relatively tight this past year in terms of supply. We do project a larger juice production from Florida, moderately larger. Brazil is expected to have a much larger juice production, but on the other hand, our inventories have declined going into this year. So on balance, the production inventory together is only moderately increasing. But the big question is how much of that Brazilian juice will be put on the market. And they have a government program in Brazil to encourage the processors to build up their inventories, and the major processors are participating in that. And we're projecting that inventories will be built substantially there. That'll leave less juice for the market. We do believe Brazil will increase their exports some, but it'll be much more moderate. Florida also begins with less juice in inventory this season. We have a slightly large production from the crop, but our imports will be limited, we believe, given the Brazil situation. And on balance, we'll have less availability of orange juice out of Florida. Still, orange juice do supply those consumers, but we think we'll be seeing higher prices with our availability situation. Our projection is for the retail prices to be at about 3% higher than the season average last year. And based on the price increase, we're projecting the gallon sales to also decline by a similar percent.
Record price, I believe, currently in the high $6 for orange juice nationwide, correct?
Yes. The price for NFC, for example, in the upcoming season, we're projecting to be above $7. Now, we're actually just extending the current recent pricing, and that is above $7 at this point. So we expect to see the prices for some of the products at record high levels.
And I believe I heard you say you expect then consumption to decline about 3%.
Yes, that's correct. We've made two estimates of consumption, one in our retail Nielsen outlets. That'll be down about 3%, we're estimating. And in the overall consumption, retail and institutional all outlets, we're projecting it to be down a little less than 3%.
And Mark, you made some projections on grower prices per pound solids for early mids and Valencias. Please tell us those.
Yes. Well, given the relatively tight supply situation, continuation of that from last year into this year, that supports the grower prices for oranges. We have a similar situation for grapefruit juice. Those supplies are also relatively tight. So we're looking at higher prices than last year, at least the preliminary prices we have for last year. We are projecting perhaps $1.60 per pound solid for early mids delivered and $1.70 per pound solid for the Valencia.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.